Good morning. My guest this morning is Candy Penn, who is the secretary of the Occidental Community Council. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
So this is coming up December 8th and 9th, the 33rd, I love those large numbers, the 33rd annual Holiday Crafts Fair in Occidental.
Correct.
So tell us what Occidental is going to transform itself into on the weekend of the 8th and 9th.
Well, we've been doing the crafts fair every year for 33 years, and now this year the town's getting involved big time.
Oh, great.
We're going to have a tree lighting Saturday at 5:30. There's going to be a sing-along at the church. There's going to be some live music and Santa and lots of cheer. There's also a choir concert afterwards at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Wonderful. It's even longer that the choir's been in existence, right?
Yeah, and you know, 40 years now.
Wow.
And it started around a Christmas tree lighting 40 years ago. Downtown Occidental, we were all just standing around singing Christmas carols, and we thought, let's get together and have a choir.
So you've been there ever since, really?
Yes.
The proceeds go to the Occidental Community Council, is that right?
Yes, the crafts fair proceeds do, yes. We reach out to the community, any kind of needs that aren't unmet. We have a resource fund that supplies money to the school and also to the health center to help people in need. We do different projects around town, and this is our main fundraiser.
Can you talk about some of the local and regional artists who are going to be represented there?
Oh, gosh. We've got jams and jewelry and
that's the gamut.
Geodes. And most of them are local. That is our priority, is getting local artists. But we do have a few importers. Like there's Peru Crafts comes in with their beautiful shawls made in Peru, and they're a nonprofit. And Maya World comes every year. She's a staple, and she imports Tibetan jewelry and stuff, and that's beautiful. Every year we've had this guy that brings in African baskets that are beautiful, and he couldn't make it this year. And I happened to be at another crafts fair, and there was a woman selling the same baskets, so she's coming this year.
Oh, dear. Has he lost his place?
No, he'll be back.
Okay. That's great. I'm just reading a little snippets of the press release. The West County Ukulele Group will play at 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Yes, they've become a standard.
Ukuleles have become a standard all over again.
I know. It's a great way to for communities to get together and have some fun. It's a fun group. They come in all their Hawaiian attire, but they do sing Christmas carols.
And I imagine all the fine Occidental restaurants will be ready to serve for the entire time.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a bunch of them in town. Let's see.
So who comes?
Who comes? Everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, young and old.
People from all over the county?
Yeah, yeah. We try to get our publicity out to everybody.
Do people come up from San Francisco?
A few do, yes. Family, friends, and relatives. And there's also the Goddess Fair happening in Sebastopol. So we kind of...
Oh, on the same weekend.
The same weekend, yes. So we kind of come and do both.
What do you do while the actual fair is going on for those 2 days?
Well, I tend to hang out at the raffle table. We have donations from all the businesses in town, and including the zip line from the Canopy Tour, which is a big, big prize, and stays at the hotels, restaurant discounts, and gift certificates. And then all the vendors also donate one of their crafts or one of their art.
Right.
And so then we sell tickets. And that's how we make a lot of our money.
Great.
So we'll be hanging out there.
Thanks for coming in, Candy.
Okay, thank you.
Let's tell people once again that this is the 33rd Annual Holiday Crafts Fair in Occidental, December 8th and 9th, 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday. For information, occidental-ca.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.